Can I have adoption of the agenda, please?
I'll adopt it.
I'll second it.
Okay. Adoption of the minutes from last time?
Yeah, except for my name is Riera, R-I-E-R-A.
I've changed.
Aw, thank you.
Thanks. Okay, business arising from the minutes. So yep. Just everyone to update the budget page so we know where we're at. And then Rob to contact the electrician.
Yeah, all confirmed.
All confirmed? Okay. Great.
Is he really Rob?
Pardon me?
Is it Rob Jungla?
Yeah.
Okay. Did he give you an approximate price?
Interestingly, no. I said, are you able to support us in the same capacity as previous? And they were like, yeah, happy, all in, and don't have any questions. So
okay. So we'll just slot in the same as last year. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Great. Bernadette checked if the fire and ice tents are available. So one fellow she contacted said that he didn't know and suggested that she contact somebody else. Do you have an update on that?
Bernie said he emailed Walter Hoogland. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's the one.
The one that he asked her to contact?
No, that's the original guy. So I'm trying to remember the email here.
I feel like it's not going to be a problem because they're just sitting there, and the guy that she talked to said that he doesn't take responsibility for the tents anymore.
Right.
He's not in it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and to contact, somebody. I can't remember the guy's name.
Bernadette was going to talk to Oliver and hopefully get some of our crew to set them up and check the quality of them. They've been sitting.
Yeah.
For a while.
That was the situation last year, too. Tony got them out because they were. He's written in, I think, moldy or damp or something.
Yeah.
And then how many are you able to bring?
10 tents.
10 tents. Okay.
So how many would you need?
Well, right now we're at 11. We're at needing 11. That could go up.
Okay.
So probably a few more people. So I would think if we had 15 total, we'd should be okay.
Okay, so 5 tents.
Yeah.
Okay.
For the field stuff, yeah. Okay.
I would request if we're making that request back to the fire and ice supply that we don't limit it to 5, we just say can we use your tent? Because I suspect we'll pick them up right from that space. And depending on the weather, like we mentioned, it might be really, really sunny, we might need more. So if we just say, can we use your tent, and we'll just liquidate everything that's usable.
So are the fire and ice the same as the town ones, or are they two separate?
We have a couple at Public Works. They're separate.
Okay.
Yeah, and ones that the town has are smaller.
Okay.
But I know that there's 15 fire and ice tents. I just don't know the quality of them.
Yeah.
And for sure, if we're allowed to use them, but...
Yeah, and I think Walter questioned the, what kind of condition they were in, too. So, they need to be looked at.
Do the tents have a town crest on it, or are they neutral? I think they're just red. I think they just have a red fabric over top of them.
So it'd be good that we stay neutral as much as we can. I mean, it's lovely that we have can offer us tents, but... We don't want to overpopulate the area with the mats because then it will be unfair to other, businesses and stuff, and it's the town event.
So last year I offered the Royal LePage tents, and that was the same comment that was made as a consensus among everybody is that they didn't want it to seem like it was a Royal LePage sponsored event.
So as much as we can, the plain tent things.
Okay, so we've got as many of the others as we can.
Are you telling me to cancel those tents?
No, not cancel.
So let's wait and see how many.
Essentially, what's going to happen is they want to use the So they want to use the town ones first, and then whatever they need of yours, they'll fill the gap.
Okay, so maybe I'll get Kate to screw on it.
Yeah.
Setting them up.
Okay. So yeah, check on the condition of the next one, and then section off the area for skydiving. Well, that'll be
the day.
Yeah.
And I checked the delineators, and there seems to be a lot right now. So
okay.
What does that mean right now?
Well, as long as there's not like a town, like if they rip up a road or they need to use them like to delineate off the road.
Okay, I understand. And that would take priority, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay, understand.
But I'm assuming all food stuff.
Yeah, that's a good assumption.
So plan B there, because we're just using that for the skydiving event, right? So plan B, worst case scenario, we could use volunteers to the human delineators and hold flagging tape to keep that space secure. Am I correct in that?
At the moment, we don't have enough volunteers as stands.
Yeah.
And what's going to happen is once the skydivers are coming in directly after the parade, and those volunteers will be helping dismantle the parade blockades on the roads. I don't think that it is logical to believe that they will have the time to get to the field and be standing there for when those skydivers start dropping. It would be very stressful to make that, to hope for that.
Yeah. We also need, like, our delineators, those, like...
They're the tall cones.
Cones, okay.
Tall
so we also
right?
need,
yes.
We also will need some of the, like, barricade things.
Yes.
You like, need the wooden ones?
The wooden guys, yeah. At the parade, I guess, but also to block off the parking lot at the top where the Seaside Cruisers are going to go.
Yep.
So we need, there's a, yeah.
So Rob, this is a lot of your department, hey, because your logistics. Just make sure you're following along. You weren't at the last meeting, right?
That's right.
Okay, so just to clarify, the skydivers, their main concern is that space is completely free from people. That if people are lining those barricades, that's acceptable, but that's like their number one top priority. Obviously, if anybody is, they have a person that comes down first off the plane, and if that person sees anybody in that area, they will actually immediately divert the parachuters to a different, what they're calling the emergency drop zone. So they just won't even perform. So that's why we have to be really, that's why I say that there's too much risk involved to try to get the volunteers from the parade to there in time to make sure that space is cleared out. It just needs to be cleared out like a good hour before they drop.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm pretty comfortable with the needs there. You bet.
Okay. Investigative crews can put up signs on the road earlier in the morning.
Yeah, so we're going to put them up Saturday. The guys are going to put them out Saturday, and then we're going to flip them around right before the parade.
Okay. And start collating town crew schedule and tasks for review by committee.
So far we have 4 staff members on that day.
Okay.
5 including me.
Okay. Okay. Great. Yeah, and there is some sort of schedule already set up that we have, so we can just tweak that. And ensure barricades are up at 11 a.m. for free parade. Yeah, it should be on the day. Bernadette send notices to stores at Old Fire Hall to advise that they cannot use the parking lot on the morning of the event.
I should let them know things will be that closer to
the day. Yeah, yeah. Bernadette to locate t-shirts. Well, all right, so we've got those. Jean to contact local radio stations.
They won't be putting it in until like now. It's the month of May.
Okay.
So it's not something they could publicize way in advance.
Okay. Okay.
A couple weeks before.
Okay.
Did we approach the chamber newsletter and the town? The town tied in, but how about the Chamber newsletter?
I didn't contact them about that. I did about volunteers, but I could, yeah, so there's a newsletter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And speak to Mike Garland.
Yeah, he's the guy I talked to about volunteers. Okay. All right. I can answer Jody's questions, but I'll let her answer when she gets back. When she gets here. Rob to contact VIU Reed Milner Gardner Garden in Saltness.
Yeah, I reached out to them. I haven't heard back. I suspect, I hope that they can contribute. I've directed them to how and what and what they've done in the past. So I'll leave it to Jeff at Milner to respond or not there.
Okay. Brittany, to determine skydiving logistics.
Yes. So do we need an update right now?
Sure.
So there's a couple things going on, and I think actually, quite honestly, we need Bernadette's feedback. I don't know if she spoke to you. I noticed in the minutes that it says that I'm doing the accommodations and transportation, but that's actually strictly Bernadette because it's the Town of Qualicum budget. They have to determine if they're going to provide that to the Skyhawks. And essentially, if we don't get that answer to them by the end of this week, they are canceling.
And this is who?
Skyhawks.
Which what do we need?
What are they?
So the checklist is very detailed, but it essentially requires accommodation. They need a place to stay and they need transportation. I'm not exactly sure if it's overnight. The reason is because Bernadette was already in the midst of dealing with that with them. And so I don't know if it's accommodation for the day that they're here or for an overnight, but she's the one that took that on. But I managed to get everything else organized. So I was able to get them the field map that they needed and they needed longitude, latitude of certain area, and I contacted the airport and spoke to them. Everything's already been arranged for their arrival and their departure of their flight, but it's the transportation and the accommodation that's the issue. And Bernadette has to do that. I have no...
Where are they coming from?
They're coming from Ontario.
Oh.
So we're flying.
Well, then they're
already here because Comox has the
Sky.
Yeah, the thing going on there.
Yeah,
but they're coming to Qualicum for a special trip, I think, earlier than that event. It's like within the week of it or what have you. So they're making the accommodation on their end to come here early. So they're performing at both events.
Okay. Snowbird,
thank you. Snowbird.
Snowbird.
Honestly, Bernadette is who really, like, I just kind of took it over and just dealt with the paperwork side of things, but she's the one that's been, like...
Okay, I'll make note of it.
But it's really pressing.
Yes.
Like, we're already 20 days overdue, and she said it's okay, but she's given us till Friday.
Okay. So Bernie's back
on the 4th, right?
Yeah, that's horrible.
It needs to be like top of the list, or we're going to lose our skydivers.
Yeah.
Nice. Does Rob have a question? I don't know.
Can I just confirm what, like ballpark, what their needs are? Do you recall in terms of accommodation?
I don't know because Bernadette dealt with it. So
the
checklist is extremely... It's very detailed in what they want, but it's very vague in the details of length of time. So it says that we must accommodate them through accommodations, and then it says, like, hotel, motel, address, location, number of nights, number of rooms. And then it says transportation, so driving from – they have to all be picked up and dropped off at the airport, and then the plane there that picks them up takes them. But, like, I don't know, has she set up a van? Where's the pickup location and the time? I've arranged with the Skyhawks the exact time in which they're doing the drop, which is what we need. But those logistics were 100% Bernadette.
Okay, so I wonder, I'm just reaching, I'm recently took on the opportunity to be one of the directors for the Parcel Chamber of Commerce, and we had a similar request, and one of the members donated some rooms to support something. So I'd be happy to relay that request to that member. So maybe if whoever's taking notes, and I'm sorry I don't see you or
do yes, nature. I'm hiding. Brandy, hi.
Hi, Brandy. Maybe if you can just let Bernadette know that, and if she's got further detail, I'd be happy to relay the request, see if we can swing that.
Okay, thank you, Rob. That's great.
Okay. Plankonometry. In front of the plane.
Yeah, so I sent a message back to them again yesterday saying we haven't heard, did you receive it? And, you know, they're really slow to get back each time. So I've had no confirmation on we are family, though I don't think it's going to be a problem. And I haven't had any confirmation. They did not jump and say, yes, yes, we want to jump out of the plane. So still waiting to hear.
Okay.
And I don't have a phone number, which is frustrating. They don't seem to give out their phone number, so everything's been by email, and they're really slow. It's the girl's name is Nicole. I guess it's the manager or mom or someone.
Yeah. Okay. The map.
Did they have experience to drop out the and then do we have liability insurance to cover it? Like
when they're strapped to somebody else.
They're not on their own.
I'm with you.
Tandem.
Yeah.
I already confirmed with Natalie the Skyhawks have insurance for it, so they're covered through that.
Yeah.
And it's what they call it, a very low dive. This isn't you're still jumping out of a plane and landing on the ground. It's not, for high altitude drops, it can be very, it's just the air, the oxygen and all that stuff, it's easy for it. This is a very easy dive, according to them.
Yeah.
Hey, as soon as I hear something, I'll let you guys know.
Pardon me?
As soon as I hear back from them, I'll let you guys know. I don't.
You never heard back from that email that was sent, right?
No.
At all?
I resent it yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah. I think we're at the point where now where when we send emails, it's like, if we don't hear from them, fine.
I'm with you.
Mm-hmm. Then, you know, if you don't hear from Friday, we'll assume it's a no.
Exactly.
If you don't
That's what I'm thinking too, but I'm hoping she'll...
Yeah, because it's like, yeah. Okay, so the field map, that's something we can talk about a bit later.
Yes, definitely.
Because there's just a few people I want to try and figure out where they are, and then the rest will slot in around. You're going to create notes for me.
Yeah, Brady and I are going to do that next Wednesday.
Yeah, okay, so I've lost the plot on where the a cappella group situation is at. You had found somebody, and then...
Okay, well, which ones are the a cappella group?
It was...
They're playing in front of seniors.
Oh, yeah, then that's not with me.
Can you...
Okay, but you were talking... Like, the three of us were in communication, and I kind of lost where we were at in terms of,
I got the contact, and you suggested that, you know, the senior homes would be a good fit, and so we all have done that, because
okay.
We're not having to cut instruments around.
Okay, so it's back to me then, too.
I'm still working on Peter.
And you,
I'm still working on Peter Coles and Tysman to see if they can sing for the senior centers. We've just been waiting on confirmation from the Susan Forrest team because there's some overlap there.
Yeah, okay, right. And the Susan Forrest team is in the parade and on the field.
Correct, and that's why there's an issue because the singer, Peter Coles, with the group, is with Susan Forrest team and he has to commit to that first.
Okay.
So we don't know what he can do. Now, are we going to get him to do the seniors' homes before the parade? Is that too early?
Did you say they're on the field too, like on the outdoor stage?
Yes, but
they're not on the stage.
But Peter said that he could do the seniors' home if not during the parade. He could, because he can't do it during the parade, he could do it while the other rest of the team is doing the field activities.
And what field activities are they doing?
I don't know what they're offering. This is total two separate things.
They're doing a field activities and they're going to have their dog mascot.
So Peter Coles has a whole separate. Like, as a hobby, he's a singer. He's a professional singer person.
Yeah.
He's also a realtor. But he committed to his team, which is Susan Forrest's team, to do the parade and to do the field activities. But what he's trying to work out is if he can separate himself from the field activities to go do his a cappella singing at the senior center from 12 to 4.
Yeah.
That's where the overlap is.
It's really, I think it's sort of, open, what time the singing at the seniors, I mean, we should probably avoid their lunch hour, I guess, and I'm assuming that
they start eating at 4:30.
And I'm assuming, or lunch too, yeah. So I'm assuming that people from this building potentially go out and watch the parade.
Yes,
correct?
Or what they did last year.
Because it's right, mm-hmm. starts right here,
yeah.
So, you know, but so it's kind of open. So the other group is Brian Cullingworth with the 4A quartet. That's the other
Brian
group.
Brian Cullingworth, do you have the phone? Do you want me to contact them?
No, I mean, I don't mind. I just mean, we don't need both.
Yeah,
we
I agree.
We just need to figure out which one it is. So.
I've just said to Peter I need an answer by the end of the day today.
Okay, so let me know.
Brian, and then I'll let you know.
Yeah, then I can.
And then that way you can move forward if you want to with the other
okay.
Because like Carol said, or whoever it was that said, if we don't hear back in this week from people, we got to just kind of write it off because we're getting too close.
Yeah, and then if they are willing, I wonder if this group would do like pre-parade or something. So
yeah,
we'll try these guys.
Oh, those guys.
Like if those guys are willing, maybe these guys could do something.
Because the pre-parade is not going so well.
Yeah, okay. All right.
The
so
4A is very experienced in doing town events, that they do the Moonlight Madness and other 4A.
Yeah, this is a group. So
oh,
all
right. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So the We Are Family, well, that's...
I mean, they already have done that,
yeah.
And in, so they know how to do that, so
yeah.
I don't think it'll be an issue, but we're still waiting to hear.
Okay.
And then the next one, the Craig. So what I need to know for this new, from 11 pages down to 1, we're pretty happy about that.
Yeah.
Yes. So he was really good on the phone, I got to say. Like, it was really, really easy to get that done.
When you talk to him,
yeah. But we have to change this. Whoever's going to be signing this, which is that Bernadette, who signs the contract. It's a magician's contract. For what he's doing.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not sure who's going to sign that. But what we need them to do is change on his thing. He put, provide all props to Adam Tate to perform one festival day consisting of one 60-minute stage show. The stage show is actually going to only be 30 minutes, so that has to be changed. And then 3 hours of walkabout magic. And so I just need someone to sign that, and I can send it back to him, or they can send it back to him.
Yeah. So if whoever signs it can just cross off 30, or 60 and put 30,
yeah.
Initial it, and then change the bottom to whoever in the town it is and sign it, it should be.
And Bernie has a copy.
Because it shouldn't be my name at the bar. Oh, it's care of me. I can send it on to him, but I can't sign.
Right. You can take this copy if you want.
Yeah.
And then, but she is on the emails, I believe, so
I'll
have it too.
Yeah.
Okay,
so that's that. But can we just do a couple quick things on entertainment because they're not on there, but they need to be dealt with?
Well, we'll go through this and then we'll
okay.
go over each of our areas. Yeah,
okay.
So yeah, we'll get there.
Sure.
Jean, to confirm more volunteer group concessions. So I saw that the Beaufort, whatever they, I can't remember there. The
with
the people who did the hamburgers last year, that came through yesterday. The 893 Beaufort Air Cadets have registered now.
Oh, they have?
So, yeah.
But I wasn't clear on the email. Was he saying that he wants to do a concession only, or does he want to do the parade as well? I didn't respond to that one because I thought, oh, we'll talk about it.
The Air Cadets?
Yeah.
I just saw the registration come in for
the food.
For the food. Where did you get an email too? Or?
Yeah, I got an email.
Oh, I don't think I was on that.
He said he was waiting to speak to Jean or, hang on. It was just yesterday. I've been in contact with Jean, but I thought I should let you know that we are interested in doing a concession. Nikki is our parent volunteer who's taking charge in organizing this event.
Okay.
So feel free to contact her, and he copied the sheet.
So they filled out, Nikki filled out the form for concession, so I don't know anything about
it. Okay, then I'll follow up.
I would follow up with him about the crates. They didn't say anything about that.
Because he was one of the people.
Question marks.
Yeah, we are, he or she. We would be a girl, I think.
Okay, that's who is
on. Oh, great. Oh, okay. Yeah. So maybe, yeah. Request that all food trucks have submitted their BHA and
I'd like to check with Bernadette to see if the county's getting that. Because I've only gotten the Alucard hot dog and other ones.
Yeah, well, she's putting them on the drive, as far as I know. And so there's Karuna Cafe has submitted a permit, and Alucard hot dogs have submitted their inspection report. But and their business license and all that. But
who
so I don't know.
Do I need to push again then?
Well, I double check with Bernadette if any others have come in that she just hasn't put on here. But if not, then everybody else.
Because these are all, like, they're not new venues. They're all food trucks that I have in operation.
Yeah, but they still need to.
Yeah, they should have it. They shouldn't be a hard process.
No, it should be pretty easy. And there's still JP Eats and Taco Mania have not submitted registration forms, so they need to follow up them.
JP Eats and which one?
Taco Mania. Still need to submit where, yeah.
And who's there that Bernadette does not have you?
Not their registration, no. Like, I don't know about, you need to ask about the, if anybody else has submitted their documents. Brittany, to confirm AirView leadership team.
Yeah, they are good to go.
So they're coming?
Yes, they're
okay.
Coming.
Can you ask them to fill out a form?
I have, yeah.
Okay.
They will. It was hard to get them because it's great. The teacher who's doing the leadership above is a grade 7 teacher.
Okay.
They're grabbing soon, so it's just a busy time.
Okay, so they're confirmed then.
Yeah.
All right, great. Jean to investigate additional entertainer for pancake breakfast and get Ramblers to sign up.
I'm still waiting to hear back from them. Because I have the Ramblers are booked for they're doing the second part of the pancake.
Yeah, I just need to fill out the entertainment registration on the town site.
And this morning we got the call from Box of Chocolates. Are they going to be going team for the other part?
I haven't heard back from him yet. From Dave.
Okay.
And his slot would be from 8 to 10:30 at the pancake breakfast.
Okay, because he contacted me today and wanted to know when he was performing.
The Box of Chocolates?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I called Jean and Brittany and Dave.
I think from the get-go, they were supposed to be on the outdoor stage because I think some of them had work issues in the morning.
Okay.
So they were going to go on the stage, and that's why you had the contact and they were dealing with you.
Well, that's not where it was last left because we had put down that, yes, they were performing and I had written breakfast beside them,
mm-hmm.
So I wasn't dealing with them. But he texted me this morning and said, are we, like, we are, you
yeah.
told us that we're performing, when are we performing? And so Brittany and I thought it was at the breakfast. But if it's not, there is maybe something we can still do here because Jerry Barnum has still not been confirmed, right, Brittany?
Scott, I just talked to Scott this morning, Scott Bean. They are coming. There's an issue with the Wild West. We will see if we can get that straightened out. And he has said to bring Jerry Barnum in separately than him because he'll have separate staff. So
is Jerry still coming on at 3 to 2:10?
You have him on the stage, right, already booked?
Yep.
So you can keep him in that spot.
Okay.
But remember the extra spot that's on there,
yep.
We need to push that to the top of the list because that's going to go before Chief Rakalma, so that the skydivers drop and then Chief Rakalma welcomes us to the land.
I'm not sure what you're saying. We're putting the base in 3:15. Yeah.
We're going to move this to the top of the list. You know what? We'll talk about this when I see you.
Okay, but Jean said she might have someone for the stage, and there's someone else for the stage.
Yeah. The biggest issue actually was no time in between. There was no transition time.
So who contacted Box of Chocolates to begin with?
So I think it was Gene, because I had fried twice and he didn't respond. So then Gene contacted him.
Okay.
And then he texted me this morning and said, when are we doing it? And I immediately passed him on to Gene.
Okay, so you need to follow up with him and tell me, is that the breakfast?
Okay.
If that's what they're open to.
I did have the roundup confirmed for the 10:30 to 11:30.
Yeah.
And they were going to start off at 10. And I did have Gina, who is performing, Topaz Booth is performing on the Father's Day Show and Shine Street that Saturday night to do the first half of the Fashy Breakfast.
So we don't need...
If we're not going to have her and we're going to have Box of Chocolate, then one of them needs to be on the stage in the afternoon. So if you can fit Box of Chocolate, then I'll just keep Gina for the...
She's plugged in, singing,
She has guitar players.
Okay.
They're obviously good performers because they are hired by the Show and Shine people for the Saturday night, all night.
Okay, but Box of Chocolates, so they couldn't go on stage because they had too much equipment and we wouldn't be able to, like, set them up and get them down in 10 minutes. So that's where the whole thing started, of them going to breakfast.
So the only option right now is you could say no to Box of Chocolates or to have three people at the breakfast.
Well, we're going to put Gina on the stage.
We can't, we don't have room. There's no space left on the stage schedule. That's the problem.
You didn't have that 10-15 minutes?
We're just saying that Brittany's saying we need it at the front.
We need it at the top because that's when the skydivers drop. We can't have people performing on the stage while the skydivers are dropping.
Do we even know for sure the skydivers are coming?
Yeah. I mean, they're coming.
Yeah.
It's just like we just confirm the last few details.
Yeah. You might end up putting them up at your home, but yeah, they're coming. Okay, so either, so
how about tweet this? Jody said something about
yeah, but they can't. All those need to be plugged in, right?
Gina can be whatever.
She doesn't need to be plugged in.
If she's doing the Saturday night, does she have to do both?
Huh? Well, it's not that she has to, but it was just like we did need somebody and I put the call out, and but you know if we're overbooked.
Well, I guess the number one thing we have to find out is if the Box of Chocolates can do the morning.
Yeah, I haven't heard something.
And are they asking for?
Not me.
Yeah.
Because originally I sent emails, and those emails always went unanswered until Gene talked to them.
Okay.
Okay.
So I will lay down the
phone. He hasn't retexted since I said him.
Yeah. As of today. We haven't heard back yet.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
And I just sent you the Pacomania permit.
Okay.
So that's only JP East I need?
JP. No, Pacomania and JP East were the only ones that haven't filled out the registration form. There's a whole pile of them that owe their permits and stuff. I can send it to you at the end.
Okay.
Geraldine, do you contact pre-parade participants?
Yes, so I did. And the clown said yes. And MCC confirmed that the one that rides on the floor with the dog and the dog.
Yeah.
Chase will be coming, but I followed up with her to find out who that was and she hasn't responded.
That'd be Nigel.
Is that who we're using?
For the chocolate.
Same as last year, yeah, the chocolate.
I don't know. I didn't have any connection to that last year.
But I didn't oversee that one either, but I know Nigel locally. He's a tall guy, and he's just very creative with
putting
it down on the waterfront there.
Yeah, it sounds like it's the same one as last year.
Okay.
So this one will be confirmed, but it's Anne that has got the connection, so I'm waiting to hear back. I'll follow up with her as well.
Do you want Nigel's contact?
well, I don't want to contact him. And he's like, oh, no, I don't know about this because I don't know for sure that it's him, right? Like, she hasn't given me a name or anything. He said, oh, the shock artist is interested in coming.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who that is. But yeah, give it to me if she confirms it, my girl, that way I don't have to follow up again.
Would you want me to stop that then?
Just text her.
We get a million emails. So then there is the Belly Naval Academy. She doesn't want to do the free parade. She wants to do the parade.
Okay.
And she also was waiting to hear from Carol about something. She sent an email. Elaine
Belly Laugh.
Yeah, but
yeah, I think she wanted to know, what I would like to do is have this schedule completed, if we can all agree on it, and send it out to everyone, because they're all asking me, when are we playing?
Yeah.
But if we keep changing things, and I want to know what it is so I can send that to everyone, because they're all want to know.
Right.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I did send her an email saying that she was on from 1:35 to 1:50 tentatively, so I don't know why she,
she's
Okay, so you know now from Brittany that you that there needs to seem to be that switcheroo to the top, and then we should be able to finalize it.
Yeah, that would be nice.
So if you, okay. And then I believe there was some discussion about Jesse F.
So I contacted him, and he responded right away. Actually, I know who he is. I've seen him around. I've seen him play really good. So last year, I saw that we gave him $150.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was, but then he when he responded, he said $250, and I'm like, okay, for what? For how long? Like last year you got $150, can you tell me what you're going to do for $250? And so anyway, I don't know what happened last year because I haven't found it anywhere, and I thought I emailed him back and said, I'll get back to you after our meeting. But
okay.
He said it could be like $150 for half an hour because there's a setting up time as well, right?
Okay.
Or $250 for an hour and a half.
Okay.
And I'm like, I have no idea what we would be doing with an hour and a half, or if there's any room for him to be anywhere else.
Okay. Well, let's discuss that in our off-camera at the end. Yeah, okay.
So, I mean, there's also the setting up before and after and leaving and stuff. I think that's why it's expensive, but it sounded like it was only half an hour last year because the pre-parade.
Yeah, it's not very long because we can't close the streets off. But
there is the pre-parade.
It's just a long Second Avenue.
Okay. Yeah, the road is closed at 11:30, and then the pre-parade goes.
Yeah,
at 11:30.
And then that exact time.
So last year he was set up right up front of the health food store on the corner of
Promoter.
Okay. So all the roads close at 11:30 for the pre-parade, and then the parade stops.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. So right now there's only a clown, the truck outfit, and potentially Jesse.
Yeah.
And then I don't have the spreadsheet
memorized,
but the Elaine and someone else said no.
Okay.
So
okay.
And they have more than a clown, more than one clown, because now they're ready to come out, is what the guy said.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Okay. And then you were going to encourage participants to include music.
Well, a lot of them have already said they'll have music.
Okay.
And I followed up with everyone that hasn't responded yet, so I got quite a few responses, and also a few no's. So a bit of the spec sheet. There's someone that sent an entry that hadn't been invited to do so. Confidential rental. And I don't know, do we accept everything or?
What was that?
Is that the bike rental place in Qualicum? No, I think they're in Coombs.
Oh, take off rental.
Oh,
yeah, I added that on there.
Yeah.
46 riders, including kids, want invites. Yeah, I mean.
Why not?
Yeah, we'll take them.
Yeah.
They don't need to be invited. It's open.
They're going
to
be in the parade? Are they going to be field activities or just?
No.
Okay.
Just the parade,
No, that's fine. So the only thing that now is when you start thinking about the order is like, we can't accommodate every request, but there are some things there about don't put me behind cars and don't put me behind something
actually
super loud and all that sort of stuff. But I mean, there's only, we can only do so much because there are a lot of vehicles.
Actually, one of them, the ones that are going to be playing music, the Scottish music, what do you call it?
Highland?
I forgot what they call them. Oh. Yeah, they're going to be playing backpacks. And they want to be at the front because they don't want to stop and start, which I understand, right?
Yeah.
If they're behind cars, it's going to be stop and start. But, yeah, I guess when we have it one confirmed, we'll have to decide how that's going to go. And then I'm playing contact as well with the Legion.
Right.
And because they have questions, they'd like to pass this, but they have questions, and I have the sense that they probably want to be at the front as well. So we'll have to see.
And the Seaside Cruisers are confirmed.
Okay.
Okay. I met with him before I came here in the parking lot, up there to show him the space. So they're going to be in the parade. They will have at least two convertibles.
The one for the chief and one for the mayor.
Yeah. I did ask why they couldn't go in the same one, and I said there was a reason, but I couldn't remember.
I thought the brother said they want to ride at the front.
Yeah, there's something. Anyway, and then there may be, I did say up to 5 cars in the parade, so there may be 3 more, but he will commit to at least having 2 convertibles.
Okay. But last year there were way more than 5 cars.
Yeah.
Was that too much then?
Well, I mean...
I saw the video and
we'll see.
Close for a long time.
Yeah, we'll see how many he comes up with. There may be more. And then I showed him the parking lot up top. He was good with that. Okay. And I also told him that if there's more cars that we can section off another part of the regular big parking lot, and he seemed comfortable with that.
Okay.
So he's just rallying
his crew
because there's something else happening up the road.
Okay.
That same day, and so, you know, but they've committed, so that's good. Robbie, you want to say something?
Yeah. Yeah, just on the previous piece about the parade, my recommendation would be to put the Mount Arrowsmith Pike Parade at the front and then the fire department crew right behind, and being sure to check with the fire marshal that they're comfortable, fire chief, that they're comfortable with that, and then to brief the pipe band that if there's an emergency, they need to get out of the way right away for the fire trucks to head out. That's generally how it's rolled in the past, and the only time that's become a problem is when Phil showed up with his drums. And I don't know if any of you are familiar with Flying Phil. He was a sort of staple character in the area. And sadly, we lost Phil, so he won't be attending. And he never, ever registered to, ever. He just showed up with his drum and led the parade. And there was always a conflict between him and the pipe band. And anyway.
Okay. Noted. Pipe band and fire. Okay, Bernadette should do Facebook post seeking volunteers. She did that. Rebecca to ask collective school and chamber for volunteers. I've done that. And to determine the number of volunteers needed for each task and approximately how much time involved. So there is 2 charts in the volunteer drive that has like who signed up and what they signed up for. And also what positions we need. So I do have 2 people who've indicated that they want to help, same 2 people that helped with entertainment last year. I haven't promised them anything. I don't know if you need them at the stage.
Oh, of course, especially if they did it last year, they'll know more than me.
Okay.
So by all means, the more the merrier.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. So I'll just say.
What are their names?
Larry McDougall and
Susan.
Susan Whitley.
The husband.
Okay, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so their contact and all that is on the chart there, but they wanted entertainment to help.
Because I'm sure we're going to need to be able to people getting, shuffling on and off and all that kind of
thing. So they did that last year, so they're good. Okay, back to Jody. To contact each exhibit to organize a trivia question for the scavenger hunt.
You did that.
You're supposed to say yes, but
I read it.
So yes, and the people are already responding, so that's awesome. And I'm also getting what's the schedule, so people do start to get antsy about that. And then the map we need to Okay, I broke down and I bought an HP laptop for work, And I tried to do the math last night on Publisher, and I got so frustrated I was about ready to throw the computer. So, so it may be, I may be writing it and then sending it to Bernadette to actually
or somebody who for the app.
Yeah,
the publisher app.
The publisher app was just driving me insane.
I've already done it.
The whole, like you've placed everybody?
Most of it. Not everybody, but most of it.
Have you looked at my thing? Because I have people that need like huge spaces.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, well, there you go.
Okay.
So I was just going through it, and it's just that what happens is when you work at the publisher, it doesn't go live onto the Google. I have to save it, and then I have to save it to the Google as a live document, but I'm not doing that because if I do that and then somebody else takes that and then starts working on it, we're going to have five different maps.
Okay. Well, we just need to communicate because Jody's like responsible for putting the exhibits in and it's in here that Jody will do the exhibits and we'll do the activities. So that's
okay, well, we can keep it that way.
So we just need to make sure that we're not, and there were new people who came in yesterday,
mm-hmm.
like registrations and all that.
Okay.
So yeah, the
question I have is about bathrooms.
Yeah.
How many bathrooms do we have ordered?
Two.
And where are they located?
Where
they are there? Yeah. With that little, my understanding is that they're going in a little gravel area. We're looking at the map to the right, the entranceway to the playground. Well, yeah, right around the playground area.
Okay.
Right
here? Yeah. They are arriving on the Thursday beforehand. They're the event porta potty, so they're just little, in other words, they have water to wash your hands. And a batch for the lockable ones. So if they do arrive on Thursday, we can lock them up until the events on Sunday, and then they'll be picked up on Monday. And we have two of them.
Yeah.
Because right here on the map, we presently have that we have those ones in the regular spot, but then there's also them showing them providing.
I think that's too old.
Okay, so I can do that.
It's going to go right next to each other.
Okay.
Yeah.
So on the map, I see that we have them in the old rec shed on the far left of the map, which is still, that's the concrete bunker area, right?
And then the other ones will go, right where you said by the playground, but not these ones that on the gravel, they go side by side by the playground, not on the driveway.
Oh, I see at the very bottom.
Yeah.
Nearest whatever road that is. I got you. And then the next one's at the pool, obviously.
And the civic center.
Yeah, there's those and those ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I know last year when there was a chance the porta potties were going to come early, there was just, Tony said, just make sure they're, we don't want to be replacing porta potties if they get destroyed between Thursday and Sunday. So,
Well, they'll be behind that barrier. They'll be locked.
Yeah, this one.
I don't, other than posting security and doing porta potty patrols, I'm not sure how we can.
Okay, as long as we adopt it, both of them are going to go there.
Yeah, I think that's good.
So that we should be okay?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you want the civic center open, right, for the bathroom?
Yes.
The civic center?
Yes.
Is that the only
thing? I think it's a
civic center's used for?
Yeah.
Other than the, that there's a swim later on. The pool.
Well, we just have Raven Song open from the morning, and we kind of need it at 7:00.
Well, that's right where the breakfast is, right? Though,
I would suggest, is the question about whether or not we're going to have the Civic Center open?
Yeah.
I would encourage us to do that because it's a town event, not an RDN event like that. That would be ideal.
Yeah,
but it's just that we are getting the pre-swim there. What time is that?
So that's not until 4:00. That's like at the end of the day.
Okay.
Yeah, the pool, the toilets are open, obviously, in Ravensong all day long, and that's awesome.
Okay. All right. You had questions about entertainment.
I think we've pretty much covered everything. I wanted to know whether or not OBLT is on stage from 3 till 3:10 like it was scheduled.
That's Gary Barnum.
I know. And he said Scott being So I'm not sure, is that still, is he...
You have to call Jerry, because it will be totally separate and you'd have to pay Jerry.
You told me a long time ago you were dealing with Jerry and OBLT.
That's fine, and I can confirm that. That's no problem. I've already confirmed with Scott Bean that's totally separate, but I'll call Jerry. No issue.
Okay, because I've had no contact with him up until now, so he doesn't know who I am.
Yeah.
And we solved the problem with moving that vacant spot down to...
Yeah.
So I think we've dealt with everything, because now Jean is going to deal with Box of Chocolates.
Okay. And then the WOW bus is still a possibility?
Possibility. The issue that we're running into. Scott, anyways, I'm dealing with Scott. I'll let you know by the next meeting exactly what's happening.
Okay.
The problem, there's two big problems, his insurance, and then the other thing is the fact that this bus is huge and it can't go on that field. Heavy.
No, this is why we had them on the driveway last year, which we have to tuck them onto the side because they have to be able to get in there. Yeah. Okay. Anything else from your
opinion? Yeah. Bernadette, I know, is back to the fourth, but the skate park, she was supposed to have it done before she left the skate park waivers. So I'm getting very pressing emails from the woman who's organizing it that she needs those, Lindsay Reed, she needs those confirmed that she can send them out, the waivers. She created them, but Bernadette was to approve them. The town has to approve those waivers because it's under the town's liability insurance.
Okay. That's the waivers for the people who are doing the demo. Yeah. Okay.
So essentially what happens is Bernadette said, you know, go ahead, create a waiver, but the town has to be the one that creates that waiver.
Yeah, that's sending all sorts of red flags there. Why, I've been involved in some of the conversations with skate park in my other committee with the town. We don't require a waiver for any other use of the skate park, so why is it related to this one?
Because Lindsay Reed is a mom. She's not a business owner. She's doing this out of volunteer, and she's been advised legally that the town, because it's a high-risk sport doing skateboarding, that the town needs to offer, whether they fill it out or not, needs to offer liability forms. It's up there with a big banner that says, you know, waiver liability form if you want to participate in the activity. For Lindsay, it protects her so that if she's the one offering the activity, that if somebody gets hurt and they try to sue her personally, she can say, look, they signed a waiver liability, and then it falls onto the town of Qualicum insurance. It's not anything, it's already gone through risk management with the town of Qualicum. It's already been approved. It's just that she's wanting it as backup just to protect her.
So, that's the question. So this is about protecting her, in other words.
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
Because she's the one given. When you become an organizer, you become an occupier, therefore you could be liable personally. This waiver makes it so that even though she organized the skate competition, she is not liable. The town's liability insurance covers it. And we've already spoke to the town department. Bernadette has, I can't remember her name.
Heather?
Maybe Heather. It was a woman who approved this waiver of liability. But Bernadette's response was, you create the waiver and we will approve it. So Lindsay has done that, but it hasn't been approved and she needs to get it for print. We're just running out of time.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting little puzzle. Because at the end of the day, it's the town's responsibility, period. She would be just like us as volunteers in this sense. So are you suggesting that if she doesn't receive that, she will no longer coordinate that activity, or should we recognize her as a member of the committee to kind of support her in the sense of being an official volunteer?
That option wasn't provided to us. This is the way the town of Qualicum. I'm just trying to pull up who it was that we spoke to, but
send an email to Heather.
That's who it was, Heather Svensson.
Okay,
that's who it was.
Yeah.
I don't. It's already done.
We didn't ask her if it's there.
Oh, if she can approve the waiver.
Sure.
I'll get the content out of here.
So just right in here, send it to her. She'll still be in the office right now at least till 4:30. Here, just send it from my email and we'll just get it.
That's helpful to confirm, like, the intention of the waiver and to protect the person leading that particular activity.
Yeah, exactly. Send it right now and you're going to ask it right away.
Okay.
All right. Anything else, Brittany?
Nope, that's all from my side.
That's it? Okay. There was a request, an email that came in for you to follow up with Jennifer at RDN.
Oh, okay.
Done. Done? Okay, great. Awesome.
I did tell Bernadette that it was done.
Okay. Excellent.
Yeah.
Jean, anything else from?
Not that I can think of, but you will give me the list of who else I need to.
I will give you the list. Geraldine.
The young professionals of Oceanside, yeah. Someone was in touch with them. So I never sent them an email to invite them, and I forgot who that was.
I don't know.
Who's the young professional?
I have no idea.
The,
I mean, I know I've seen their name on here, but I don't know.
Is it a realtor? No? Is one of you guys that knew?
No.
Oh, wow.
Maybe they someone on the team. Young professionals of what?
Of Oceanside.
No, I think...
The we are collective of like-minded... Oh, just a second. It's coming. To connect young professionals who are looking to grow their social circles, expand their networks, and get involved in their community. We're a collective of like-minded individuals with one common goal, to grow and develop both personally and professionally.
I thought it's someone that has come to somebody in the...
I'm not even professional
But anyway, so
I'm not young enough.
I didn't have any information about that person that I've been in touch with, the name of someone, but...
No.
I never emailed because I don't...
I would say go ahead and email because nobody's connected with them.
Okay.
And ask them if they don't want to do the parade, ask them if they want to volunteer. Okay.
And then
the chamber used to have a young professional group. So I don't know if
they're connected.
It's called the chambers.
Oh, it was the chamber. Okay, it is part of the chamber then.
Yeah. Okay.
Oceanside Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're going to get asked to volunteer because of my...
Right.
You might be looking at Oceanside, California, but what were they linking with us for?
A crappy
one. I remember someone had said, oh, yes, that person has been in touch.
Okay.
And so that's why I never emailed them, like the others, because I thought there was something, but since then it's been... no further communication or interest, so no more things from them, so that's why.
But last year, Kimberlin did set up some young entrepreneur group
thing.
So Falcon Beach does have it, or maybe it's called Oceanside.
No, it's called Young Professionals of Oceanside, and because they did like a food drive.
I know.
I don't even know what year I'm in. 2018. So
one of the participants is Ocean Crest Motel. His name is Andy.
Yeah, Andy.
Ask Andy, and he'll be able to maybe let you know if that organization is still on.
Yeah, it looks like they might be more connected to the Parksville and District Chamber of Commerce.
Right.
So. Yeah.
I'd be happy to reach out if you'd like. I'm supposed to meet with some of their members pretty soon.
Sure.
But I can reach out to the rest of the Parksville Chamber Board. And the question I'm asking is, hey, this group, are they interested in participating? Is that what we're interested in? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So how about you leave that one with me and I'll just refer them to our website and refer them to me if they have questions.
Sure.
Okay. And then there was another thing about the Boom Bust Invasive Plant Society.
Yeah.
They said they'll attend. I don't have an email or a
Joanna.
Joanna. Yeah.
It should be on their parade thing.
Well, she's on the parade list and someone updating it, but I never heard from her.
Yeah, so that is, because we connect with that, or no, Jody connects with them about exhibits.
Right.
So she filled out the parade form, so that's why it got updated.
Okay.
She hasn't confirmed about an exhibit though.
Oh.
There was, yeah, there was.
But she does want to be in the parade.
But she definitely wants to be in the parade. So, yeah, that's her contact there. So, okay. Sales, yeah.
And then Adam Walker got updated saying he's coming, and said that there's a registration form which is not saved. So I don't know if he sent it to someone or.
No, it's on there.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, so you go into register.
I know.
It came in yesterday, I thought. Yeah, it's right there. Came in yesterday.
Okay.
May 1st. Under the little star and little gem.
Okay. Oh, right.
So you have to go down.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't think that they were going to be...
Yeah, no, they just... Okay. If there's multiple, they just... Right. So, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, he's there.
Okay.
Okay.
And then, I'll follow up on the other things, the lady that...
Elaine,
and then the Bofor Squadron, and
I think we're doing pretty good. We've got lots of.
Well, yes, and then the ones that are in purple that said no, it's like, well, thank you very much, and then they were like, hopefully next year. Some of them were like, we are double booked on that day, or we don't have enough staff, so. You know, the ones that are not going to respond by it, I'm not going to follow up a third time, but.
Yeah.
I also contacted from Anne's advice the schools.
Yeah.
And I've not heard back from either of the middle schools.
Okay.
And the elementary school. But I didn't contact the high school.
Great.
So one of them, a follow up one, you can't contact them, you have to go through the
forum.
The form, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I did it and then I got a bunch of
I think it's in good shape. I'll see what I hope they join. I think apart from that, it's a good size.
Looking good.
For right now.
Yeah. Great.
I don't think I have anything. I can see Brittany's now.
Okay.
You know, do we want to, like, maybe contact some of the senior homes so they put their bus in?
Well, Berwick last year at the Canada Day Parade, I did go to that one. They were there. But
if you'd be throwing candies out,
just put them in the end, they'll be slow. I'll have to say that I work in long-term care.
No. Well, last year they were
bleeding.
Sorry.
Oh, they had a banner. Wow. Because they're just right here. And it'd just be nice to have their participation. And
well, if we do Broadway, what about the garden and then the other one?
To that.
It's
up to them.
Yeah. You don't have a bus, right?
I don't know, but we don't.
No.
It's going to be quite real.
Yeah.
The garden stuff.
Yep. It's worth asking.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I also, anybody that want to hand stuff out at the parade, maybe recommend packets of seeds, because the conversation in the lately is all about food supply change and recognizing climate change and that kind of.
Well, Adam Walker didn't say he was going to throw
seeds.
Candy.
Okay.
So.
Do you buy them?
We're buying them.
The scavenger hunt prizes. Jody and I will take a trip to Nanaimo and. Hit up somewhere to get the scavenger hunt prizes.
Okay.
And we're going to do up two different versions, so there'll be 5 questions on each. And so to split it up a bit, and one of them will have the seaside cruisers on to get people up tall and like to really get the, and I think hopefully Brittany's getting people a bit more spread up the map.
We're getting there.
Yeah. Okay. I did want to, so remember Barbara, who came to the group the one time and then decided to go to the beach group instead. Which is fine. I'm just teasing. But she wrote a lovely, I did get in contact with her because I wanted her opinion on how we could make the event more inclusive for older adults.
Mm-hmm.
And she wrote me back a lovely email. And she did say that when she hears Family Day, she thinks about children. And she feels that that may be a common feeling that a lot of older adults don't really necessarily see it as a day. For them, they think of young families and that kind of. So that was good, you know, to think about our, you know, marketing and how we're and so on. She also did say that, you know, thinking about like just mobility issues and
parking
that
around
kind of stuff. So it made me think about last year where we had some people pulling up here to drop off right here, but that was just kind of, you know, like an afterthought.
Yeah.
And so being proactive this year and thinking about how we can actually facilitate drop-in for people who, you know, can't walk a long distance because the parking gets crazy. And So I'm maybe thinking about how we can put like a drop-off zone and where it's best to put that so that it's good for people. Which gate?
It's sort of right here.
Yeah. So there was that, and then funnily enough, she also mentioned that she thought a dog agility display would be awesome. So
everybody loves that.
I got somebody.
Oh, okay.
I did get one. My thing is, where do we put them? I had a brilliant idea, and then when I was at the field today, it says no dogs allowed.
Right. We can.
And I was like,
come on.
Okay. So my thought was that the jumpers come in, they go,
and then
it becomes the dog place. But I would have to get special permission.
Yeah.
To put the animal on that field.
Yeah.
My cousin
right now, I noticed today when I met with Alex that it says no dogs.
Rob has a question.
So that's kind of a no-brainer. Yes, we can put dogs in the field, and it would just be a maintenance issue around that. I think we could push. For example, the field also says there would be no mountain biking on the field, so we run a mountain biking event and destroy the field for that, and it recovers. So I'm confident that if we just get the sign off from the town maintenance crew that basically the dogs won't destroy the grass, we'll clean up the mess. I'm a fan of that. I really like that idea. We tried to do it several years ago and couldn't swing it. And you're right, that area of the field is pretty easy to do that. The challenge will be, here's the challenge, if you have a dog agility show on the, and people bring their dogs, to be fair. That's part of the event. I mean, they walk around with their dog. So, I'm in support of that. It could be complex. It feels a little less, like it might be a little bit less minute-y, but if you've got a contact that's keen, I'm in support for sure.
Agility Unleashed.
We can leave the delineators up and keep that area roped off for them.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, and if we can get them to unload all their stuff and have it like off to the side, and then as soon as the jumpers come down, then we help them get set up, and then like, so we time it for like, it's like a time thing. Like if at 2:30 or something, there's going to be a dog agility, you know. And would it be awesome if people who brought their dogs could then like
try
the stuff.
Yeah.
I want to do this. Then you're into trouble. Then we need more. We're back to our waiver discussion.
Yeah, that's true. I know. Well, hopefully it's not going to be too wild. Maybe a dog wants to jump.
I'm not letting my dog jump anymore.
So is the action on that to refer back to the town, just to clarify that?
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah, okay. We can have permission to.
I'll ask.
And Rob will be cleaning up the. Yeah.
Why can't each person that has a dog clean up their own dog?
Well, kind of, right?
We will
take up my dogs too.
We will make sure that it's all picked up. Yeah.
Especially in the mountains, I think that's very true.
Yeah.
Fields get destroyed during that event.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. And then, So anyway, so I secured that, which is good. I just need to go through the detail. Brittany's garage.
Brittany.
Yeah. I have had no luck getting the photographers from last year to get back in touch with me about taking pictures this year, so I'm going to try again.
Who are you talking to first?
It's Oceanside Photography, like it's the club.
I see.
And they're just not even responding to me, and Bernadette gave me the name of somebody else, and she's not. Hasn't responded, so anyway.
Wedding season, and like, no.
Yeah. Peter Polislepsky, have you tried him?
No.
He does all kinds of stuff, like aerials and everything. He's like a real estate photographer, but he's relatively new, and so he might do something for the community.
Do you have contact?
Can
you send it to me? Yeah.
I think
no. So. I thought it was like the
photography. Yeah, it was sort of like, that would be cool. Okay. I guess there was some tree removal that happened and a drone that was taking pictures or something somewhere, and so Bernadette said, would we be interested in drone shots?
Yeah, because he could do that too.
Of the day. He can do, yeah.
Well, he could if he agreed. But,
yeah.
Okay. So I know he's a lot more reasonable than the guys that normally do it just because he wants to be known. And so, you know, he'll come and do one photo of your house.
Okay.
None of the others will.
Okay.
So he might be reasonable.
Okay. Okay, well, I'll get in touch. And then we need to, the drones need to stay away from the Skyhawks.
Yeah.
they're not allowed to.
Yeah.
Okay, and then Rob, I just wanted to draw your attention to the exhibitor activity needs chart, and that there are 4 organizations that have been asked to connect to the power if possible.
If possible, we gave them an option.
A question on the form. So we just need
that sounds like a mapping location, right? To put them
That may result in extension cords.
No, but I've already put them by power source.
You have?
They can bring their own extension cords.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Great. And then accessibility drop-off, yeah, that was it. That was all my...
Do we have a highway badminton for that, for family day?
Well, Bernadette,
I'm sure we do.
And then the signing.
That's what we have.
The signing, a couple of days beforehand.
Yeah, we are having problems with that right now.
Oh,
that thing.
The
door is
on the door. Oh, okay.
So we're hoping to get that fixed ASAP.
Yeah.
Okay, so reader board and banner.
And we need to make sure, so I see that the screen out here is saying family day from 9 to 7.
Oh.
Which it's not at 9. It's just saying noon to 7, which I think includes the
swim. I guess
it includes the swim.
Well, it also includes the pancake breakfast.
Oh yeah, that's right.
But couldn't they break it down?
That it looks kind of like last year we had a whack of people show up at the field at 10:30
yeah.
saying where is everything?
Yeah.
Somehow
it's clear that it's the parade and it's the
breakfast, the pre-parade.
Is it possible to put the website, the address on there? Family Day, May 28th, and then the website that has the schedule of activities?
There's not very much space on the reader board for letters.
Yeah.
So
there's a town newsletter again.
Yeah.
That should have breakdown.
I know what was put out at the roundabout last year.
Yeah.
It was like 9 to 7 and it's just
very confusing for people.
Yeah. They were like, they came to the breakfast at like 9 and then they were like,
I mean, even if you have something like family day activities all day or something, but
yeah, look
at
but something
that would see website or
see
website or something.
Yeah, because that's I would have thought that it.
I'm not even sure the website like breaks.
What about all day fun day? So something like that is really slick. I like that idea because people and then the newspaper will, I think, publish the map as well as the schedule, right? Because that's still part of the vision. And it's nice if we have it to have that entertainment list up as well for the newspaper, if we're able.
Who's contacting that?
I can contact the newspaper.
I don't get the newspaper anymore.
Well, the editor just came to Oral to Remax today, so I've got her personal deadline.
And then once that is finalized, it will get made into like a poster.
Yeah.
And the list of exhibits gets made into a poster and so on. So
yeah.
Do we really need to have any like sandwich boards?
Okay,
no, where did we get the sandwich board last year that we put the schedule on at the information booth?
Well, I can loan out the summer market one.
Okay.
That you have over top. I think I've got 3 of those.
You've got 3. I've got what?
Well, you'd have to like.
Oh, paste over top. Okay, sorry. I was thinking about the brain a minute. Yeah, sure. If we could borrow those, that would be great. Because I want to have something too that directs people up to the upper fields, you know, like make sure that people recognize there's stuff happening when we get those in. So, yeah.
Isn't there a, so I recall there being in the storage room, it used to be in a little concrete bunker, I think it's up at the fire hall now, a whole series of arrows that go on little metal brackets that would direct people, particularly from the parade as they funnel in. And so we would put those all up. Does that signage still exist? Did you use it in the last couple of years?
Does
that ring a bell?
We didn't use that.
No.
In fact, it was an issue with signage.
So there is a whole, so that would be something to chase down. And there's only going to be in 2 different locations. One in the concrete bunker on the field.
Yeah.
Where there's a bunch of stuff. Or in the storage rooms by the fire hall. And it's a ton of little, I don't even know how to describe them. You know, those kind of plastic little signages that get stuck on the wire stands.
Yeah.
Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, so, you mean the chloroplast.
Yeah. There you go. That's the word. So there's a ton of those somewhere that we use to direct traffic.
Numbers, but I don't remember arrows.
I saw the numbers up there, but I didn't see any arrows.
Numbers, arrows, toilet, first aid. Information tent.
Well, that's on the map. We have to put the St. John somewhere.
So if you don't have those, I do have those wire stands for my campaign and the core flat. Again, you can just tape paper over top of the side.
Okay.
And I have a
bunch of
those.
Okay, so you can. Yeah, great. I mean, maybe check what we do have, and then that would be awesome. Yeah.
And do we have posters in front of businesses in town?
Yes.
So then we could also have the schedule on those, right?
If people are going to rely on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And maybe some shops that are closed on Sunday will decide to open as well, right?
It's staffing.
Yeah,
that's why people are not open to the staff.
can't get enough staff.
All right.
You included?
No.
Because they like working for you. Because you're so lovely. You treat them so good. Uh-huh.
All right. Anything else?
I
have a question. Oh, yes, right. I forgot.
No, I didn't.
And then Rob, if you said
anything. So for the parade, it says that you guys want some barricades moved, but that last year where we moved the barricades is full of barricades now. So I was wondering if the parade could just leave out that little exit that they have, like right across from the town hall back door. There's like a thing that says one way, but two lanes of traffic could fit out of there. So I could put delineators up against the parking stalls, so if there's any big floats, they can take it wide and come out.
Like the entrance is right here into the parking lot?
So are those the barricades that you want to move? Is it because the parade comes out that way?
No, it's because we needed them for the Seaside Cruisers.
Okay.
To block that area off.
We don't need that anymore.
Okay.
So no barricades need to be moved there.
For Seaside Cruisers. No.
Okay. Great.
No. Yeah. Okay.
No, we're good.
Okay, that's awesome. And I think that's it.
Okay. Rob, is there any questions or? No? Okay.
No, I'm good. No, thank you very much.
All right. Yeah, that's good then. So we'll meet again
Thursday
on May 11th. If someone moves to adjourn.
I'll adjourn.
Okay, second?
Second.
Sure. Great.
Hey, Carolyn.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday?
See you guys.
Can you stop the recording?
I think so.